morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 20th, 2026. Today is Arbor Day, UN English Language Day, National High Five Day, Bicycle Day, World Book Day, World Malaria Day, and International Dance Day, as well as 420. So happy all those days for those of you who celebrate, except of course, Malaria Day. I don't know what the appropriate greeting is for that. Anyway, if you haven't found a way to celebrate librarians and libraries yet this month, here's Barrett Becker from the Ellsworth Public Library with a great suggestion.
I'm Barrett Becker, the Communications Director for the Ellsworth Public Library. It's National Library Week, and this Saturday on April 25th at 2 p.m., we will continue our Indie Lens pop-up series with a screening of The Librarians by Kim Snyder. In Maine, all of April is actually recognized as National Library Month this year. And while official recognitions like that are important and send a positive signal, libraries are facing challenges and they are dealing with attempts to limit our freedom to read. So when Kim Snyder set out to make this documentary, she thought she was documenting a wave of book bans in Texas and Florida, but what she uncovered was an orchestrated national effort to censor, intimidate, and also dismantle public institutions. And in her words, especially dismantle libraries and the women who run them. And that captures quite well two main aspects of this documentary, which is one, the librarians portrayed in the documentary are diverse. Like you have a devout Catholic, an army veteran, a Baptist minister's daughter, and a lauded librarian of the year. But they all share a certain sense of service. And that is one that puts service without judgment and offering a space that is and feels safe at the center of their work. And if you've ever worked within a librarian or library context or have frequent conversations with your local librarians, you'll know that they are really dedicated to those values. And second, this is not just about libraries. It is an orchestrated effort to erode public education and public discourse. So The Librarians is a stark reminder of the consequences that some librarians face simply for doing their job, which is making sure you have access to a variety of books and you're exposed to different voices and perspectives. And personally, I never thought I would see an interview with a librarian who prefers to remain anonymous out of fear for repercussions for her personal life. So again, as is the nature of these events, the film will be followed by a community conversation. And this time it will be led by the editor of the Maine Monitor, Kate Koff, and we're looking forward to continuing this exchange and hopefully again between the generations, because at the last screening in March, we had participants between the ages of 12 and 78 engaged with one another, and that was just so great to watch, and patrons have told us how much they've appreciated that aspect of the event. And to wrap it up, Maine Public is the co-presenter in this case, and we have a number of media partners like WERU, and we really are hoping for another good turnout on Saturday, April 25th at 2 p.m. at the Ellsworth Public Library for the second screening of our Indie Lens pop-up series. And we'd love it if people could register beforehand, and to do that, just simply go to the website ellsworthlibrary.net to sign up. You can also give us a call at 207-667-6363. And we will again offer live captioning, and the film comes with captions too.
That was Barrett Becker. ellsworthlibrary.net is the website again. And Barrett says that this is a film you should use your discretion, parental discretion, on if you want to bring your children. There are some verbal altercations in the film. But if you have more questions, you can contact the library and ask. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.